right, everybody. We have a great episode. There's laughter, there's tears, and you got it, there's Chloe. We are discussing... what are we discussing? We're discussing... We're discussing Dance Moms Season 7, Episodes 13 and 14. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Woo!
Living on the dance floor. Those tunes really make you feel like you can dance.
Yeah. Hello. I can dance.
Why? Like you can dance like you're Kalani. Dance like you're Kalani and no one's watching. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pam Gross. You can find me on social media at Pamela Gross Jill. And tonight, we are going to be talking about the show. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Hey guys, my name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Hey guys, happy finale. My name is Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
And for spoiler alert, Brooke has a fun fact about appearing in Asbury Park at, but we'll save it save it for the competition, like, but that's a little teaser.
I was like, what is my secret?
she has a secret about her dancing days. Okay, everybody. Woo! Right? Am I right?
Yes. Roller coaster ride.
So much. Ups, downs, highs, lows, taken. I thought we were watching for a little bit.
For a second. That's for next week.
So we start off in Pittsburgh with no pyramid. Mm-hmm. No time for it. Abby doesn't have time for it.
I liked the no pyramid
thing. I actually did too.
Yeah.
Why put even more pressure on the girls when they're going to, like, the biggest competition of the year?
Mm-hmm. I like that they focus, like, right away on the competition instead of, like, oh, let's talk about last week. It's like, no, focus on now.
Yes.
So I like that.
Yeah.
And considering that we had 2 hours of continuous Dance Moms, it went really fast. It was, learn, competition. Like, it did go fast. It wasn't ever a dull moment.
Every week was 2 hours.
No.
Like,
right?
It went by fast to me.
Yeah. I can't get enough. So starting right away, they announce. So Abby says, "No pyramid. We ain't got time for that." And she announces the solos. Ain't got time for that. So she explains to us that the way that this competition is broken down, at least for the solos, is that there's overalls for 13 and under, or under 13 and then 13 and over. Mm-hmm. So she gives solos to Lily and Ellie, our minis, as we can call them, and then she assigns solos to Kalani and Bryn. So, of course, naturally, well, let's just, what do you think? We'll start with you, Brooke, and make our way down.
I am a big fan of the two that she picked. Obviously, I think that they are, all the girls on this team are great dancers, don't get me wrong, but I do think that Abby is smart when she does pick girls. I think she's going to put her best foot forward. And I think that out of all of the elite company, I think that those are the two best bets. Not to take anything away from the other girls, and I know for political reasons they were saying it wasn't fair, and I do agree, so I can see where they're coming from, but I didn't have any nerves going into it because I was like, okay, these are the go-to winners, you know, which is that fair? But is it a good strategy? Probably. So that's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
I know, like, I like the minis and everything, but I was upset that, Nia and Kendall didn't get a solo. And so, I don't know, I was hoping that they would compete because, I mean, they're back at Pittsburgh and stuff. And so it's where they grew up and, like, they started, like, their journey.
Uh-huh.
So I was upset that they didn't compete. But, I mean, I do like the minis that...
Yeah.
I think she picked the dancers with the best technique.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I mean... Liliana is more on the cutesy side. She does have really good technique for that age, though. Like, I don't understand how she dances like that. But especially on the junior league competition team side of things,
yeah,
the she picked the people who have the technique, the ability to win in place.
Yeah,
in that competition.
I agree with pretty much. Well, okay. So first, I think that yes, Abby's in it to win it. Yes. And I think she'd be the first to admit that. And I think the four soloists she picked are pretty shoo-in winners. Yeah. Second, and hopefully if you're watching the show, you've already watched, so we're not spoiling anything when we talk about results. But I think that she made good choices. I totally feel for Kalani and Nia not getting solos. And I did have to call BS on Abby's. She's like, well, girls, you know that, you know, I have a reason. And she sort of pretended that she was doing it for them in a really backhanded way. And I didn't buy that. I think it's like, Abby, we love you. But let's admit, you picked the people you wanted to win. And I also have to say, in her defense on that, also, you're going to want some under 13 competitors and some over 13. When they were saying, like, they should, all the solos should have gone to, but she can have four soloists, all the girls competing against each other in the age range. True. Like, she's just knocking herself out. Like, maybe if she got one, two, three, four. But then there's her feelings. It's like better to have two firsts
and then
2 seconds, you know, as many wins as you can.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
In both categories, and she only has so much. She only has so much time to teach dances, her and whoever's helping her, Gia, etc.
And
teach the dances. They only have so much time.
And at
so
this point in the season, we're at Nationals. It's the end. This was the finale. I'm sick of, like, you've only been here for a year. Yes, they've only been there for a year, but now they're part of the team and they're there. So to the loyalty for the original dancers, I get. But at the same time, it's like those little girls have as much right to a solo, I think, as anyone else.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be nice, but
I also think, you know, the senior elite, that's, they were there 5 years back. You know, they even show footage of going back, and that's where they all started. And so, the little girls, Abby, like they're saying, they were saying toward the end of the episode, like, Kalani is getting older. She is 16. You know, Abby has to be a smart businesswoman and also just a coach and knowing who the next up and coming are.
Yeah.
So
my favorite, what was like the Q-tip of this night was, well, she's not going to be on the team when she's 26. It was like, Well, Kira was saying, like, I love how we're talking about Kalani moving on, and we'll touch more on Kalani when we get to her dance, but it's true. There is a limit. You can't stay on a children's dance team forever. So, you know, I don't think that... I did think, and again, I think Kira, girl, I love you. You need to go to a spa. I think she just needs to chill out. I know she has a new baby. I love Kira, and usually I think she's super within reason, but she just seems on edge lately. And I think that wasn't an insult to Kalani. Kalani's surpassed. I feel like Kalani's so... There's no competition anymore for her. She's better than all these people, so...
But I still think, like, any mom watching their child compete in any sport, it's like you're gonna experience that stress, and I
100%.
I totally feel Kira.
And no, like, I feel Kira, and I get it, but I don't think that's what they meant when they said,
I mean,
she's gonna move on soon. I don't think they were trying to push her out or say Kalani's moving on. I think they were all acknowledging that she's surpassed these children in her abilities and her opportunities will be. I think it was a compliment that she just took the wrong way.
Chelsea M90 on the chat says Kendall could be getting a solo for next Nationals.
Kendall and Nia both have won this season.
Yeah.
So it's not like they weren't shoo-in winners or didn't have the ability to win. But I think Kalani and Abrin.
Yeah, they had more of the ability. They dance in a way that competitive for Nationals.
They're judgy darlings, their styles.
And Kendall had the release of her music video in this episode.
So. As Abby said.
And then she told Nia, what was the excuse for Nia? Nia, if you dance and you don't win, that's not going to feel so good, is it? It's like,
but that's kind of like putting her
passive
down.
Aggressive, right?
Like, that's like putting her down and saying, like, if she wasn't going to be able to win or something, you know, kind of setting up for failure.
Yeah, it's like, way to show faith.
It was such a backhanded. It was like, that's not very nice.
Yeah, like that's not
oh,
nice.
Honey, I want you, you know, to be in a pageant, but you're just not pretty enough. Like, it's a very backhanded, right? It's like, thanks, Mom. Like, if my mom would be like, wait a second here. Yeah. So real quick, before we even dive into things, let's talk, like, Maisie. Why are they keeping poor Maisie around? Does anyone in the out there in the world chat us? Like, what's going on with Maisie? Is she going to have a big presence in part two of
Do you guys know something we don't know? You know?
Because you would think they would just send her home. Like, why? She hasn't danced in 2 weeks.
I mean, I think she's still part of the team, and I still think that Abby wants her. It's just maybe not right now for nationals.
They make her schlep her to Pittsburgh? Like, isn't she from California? Does she need to go to Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, if she's part of the group, she has to be with the group.
But is she part of the group? Because she hasn't been able to dance in anything.
Yeah, but she has a jacket.
No, right.
She has a jacket.
She has a jacket. So that makes her...
Well, jacket makes... You know, I guess so.
From what I've seen on social media, they're filming the second half of the season right now, and all the girls that we currently see on the competition team are actually back. So Maisie's back too.
Having us fall in love with Maisie slowly but surely with her little
just building that
background.
Anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so then we go into, so the solo drama sort of subsides, and we go into, so we get Lily, we go into the solo training. Lily is doing a solo called Daddy Loves Lily, or Lily, Daddy Misses Lily. And Ellie's doing a solo called Munich. And that doesn't really have a story, so then there was like a little fight about that, where Kier was saying that, like, they should just be happy to have a solo. What did you guys think of the two little girls solo and the training and all that stuff?
First of all, Lily's solo, sweet concept.
Yes.
But I just feel like the dad, that was, like, his 5 minutes of fame, you know? And it sounded like, I sound like Simon Cowell, but to me it sounded like bad karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, like, my God.
It was distracting from the dance.
Yeah. Worse than bad karaoke.
Yeah, and it's super cute. It's just the music didn't match with her dance.
Right, it was like a peppy little dance.
I
also thought it was a bad recording it sounded like there was it was like staticky on the phone too.
He was doing like garage band
like
in
they
his
were
basement
shakies, and he was like I've got something to say to my little girl, is this thing on, and like got out his phone recorded
yeah,
the guitar
very
and was like Daddy Loves You Lily. Yeah, it was
and I think that was better than
thank you. So what do you guys out there think? We all do respect, creepy or cute? You guys, creepy or cute? I don't
both
know.
Maybe the middle?
Somewhere,
like,
good intentions.
Would I have used it for nationals? I mean, it clearly worked. You know, but...
Oh, God. It did, didn't
well,
it? I'm like, no, it didn't. There's no way that... Oh, my God, it did. Someone liked that. I guess Pittsburgh judges, you know? Who knows?
Soft spot for dad.
Yeah.
Dad riders out there.
It works because you have a... You won the title... Two, you have a cutie dancing on stage. Cutie with, like, curly hair.
She's so cute that I'm getting mad at
Shirley Temple
at this point.
If you haven't heard of the cuteness effect, it's real.
It is real. It is real. I'm like, God.
It's unfair, but it's a real thing.
Yeah. No, it's true. She's cute.
Yeah.
She's really cute.
So is Eliana, though.
And she's good. But she's teeny. You know, they look like, I guess they're... They're a little bit the same age.
They're
but Eliana
apart.
Seems
yeah,
like
exactly.
It's a big year. Like, you know, when you I don't know if you've ever, you know, known a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. Like, it's a big difference between I think that year is big in terms of look, in terms of maturity. So and again,
especially
I'm biased now because we met Eliana, so now I love her.
She's
so
just cutie.
And Eliana is just as equally as adorable, I think.
Yeah,
so,
I think
you know,
so too.
But I think that's what's amazing about Ellie is that she can pull out that maturity. I'm sure she could turn on the cuteness charm
so
and
good
and
like,
you know
dance
wear
so
little
good
details,
yeah.
but I think technically, and they're both fabulous. So I don't, you know, it's just
I think she's a little Maddie, to be honest.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna get. People are going to be mad at me for saying this.
Yeah.
But I think she's a little better than Maddie was at that age.
I
heard it here.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd love to hear what Abby said. If Abby thinks she's as good as Maddie
I think she has potential to be like Maddie. I think she's on her way to get there.
Because she's got the face, she's got the technique, she can emote, she can dance.
I'm going to back up that statement by saying that when we had them in here, I think it was Yolanda who pointed out that, like, dance has evolved since the first season of the show. So it's just gotten more difficult.
Okay.
And when Maddie was that age, the difficulty level wasn't as high as now.
Right.
For Eliana.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, like with all
things. That's why I think she's a little better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's very well said, and that makes sense that she's better because she's stepping up to a more higher level of competition with the whole world at her disposal, as opposed to Pittsburgh for Maddie growing up. Like,
it's like just the way dance has evolved and the way judging.
And I have to say, a lot of that, I have to give Abby credit, because so much of that I feel like is because of Abby, because just the whole dance community, you know, and regardless of however the trial goes in the next, you know, couple days and things, Abby has to be so proud of what she's done as far as, you know, where she's taken from, where it's grown from her mom's studio, and now, I mean, now there's, you see in the show, there's hundreds of thousands of little girls that are just dying so inspired and dying to be on the show and just dying to dance. And I think it's such a, you know, I think it's such a, regardless of what happens, it's such a nice encouragement that Abby has to be so proud of, you know? So,
like, look at that Kendall thing that was packed with. Brooke just actively snorted.
Sorry.
Well, let's talk about that next. But that was the testament to that, is it was packed, jam-packed with Kendall K fans that are inspired by dance and stuff. So let's jump right in. You kick it off. What are you, Kendall's video?
Great. Well, on Abby's side, she was selling
Abby's t-shirt. She's leaning on Q-tip.
I think it was a great promotional stunt on Abby's lead, but I feel like she kind of like took that moment a little bit away from Kendall just by saying, oh, everybody, I'm gonna sign the t-shirts, get in line type of thing. And I was like, I mean, I get it though, because I mean, Kendall, you know, she grew up with Abby, and so Abby is kind of like Abby, and then you know, she came from there.
To Abby, you know, because she's what made Kendall like these girls. I feel like they get a little too big for the bridge, maybe the moms more so get too big for the britches and forget that Abby's what made them stars, you know. It is the Abby Lee Dance Company, and she knows a good thing when she sees it. So if Abby wants to shamelessly sell t-shirts, you go for it, girl. Like,
what do we think about the actual Kendall song and video and stuff?
I actually thought the song itself, video aside, I thought it was really catchy. Like, I was over there, like, trying to, like, contain my dance moves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, very, very EDM kind of going.
Yeah. I was even playing it for someone who doesn't watch the show anymore, and he was dancing along.
I were, like, 14 and I watched this show and I saw that, I'd be like, oh my god, that is amazing. I want that beep beep boyfriend. Like, I thought it was the cute plot. Like, meet me at our spot. That was our spot. It was cute. I'm sure those 8 to 14.
Did anybody else love all of Jill starring moments?
Oh my god. God bless Jill.
I just think watching and listening, for me, it's hard at age, like, 23, watching and listening to a song that... How old is Kendall? Like, 14?
I think 15.
14? I think Kendall's, like, 14.
And Kalani's 16, so somewhere in that.
Very newly. So she's 14, 15.
I'm like, what does someone that age have to be writing about and, like, singing about? Like, what is she experiencing besides...
Beep 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 beep.
Yeah, I don't understand. Beep. But like
exactly what she did right now, say, or whatever they were.
Like, I think she has a bright future. I think she has a bright future ahead of her. She'll go far with music with dancing and singing, maybe. Yeah.
Well, Kendall,
I think dancing is more plurality.
one thing, and not to belittle all her other achievements, but as we mentioned when we were watching, Kendall's like so beautiful. She's like gorgeous. Like really, really beautiful.
She is super pretty.
So that's cool. But also, I think Kendall's secretly funny. Like, she seems to have the best humor.
She seems to have a Jason's humor.
She's always like, sure. I mean, like, she always makes really funny, sarcastic comments.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, but I think Kendall, you take that back, Black Patsy. Mm-hmm. I think Kendall's She's got something in front of her. Kendall, come on, guest host with us.
Please.
I bet she'd be really fun.
And we'll play your song as the opening song.
I think she's a star.
Yeah.
She's multi-talented.
Since she first came on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kendall. Woo! Go, Kendall. Okay, so let's get... So the competition... Brrr, this is major. We'll get there. Was Sheerbound, Starbound, Sheerbound, and this was the Nationals.
Yeah.
And before we launch on into this, Brooke,
take it away
and tell us about your time.
So I made the mistake of slipping and saying, I went to Starbound's National, like Starbound Nationals. Oh, I don't know. I had to have been... Yeah, I used to be a
little...
Give
us the details. Like, were you...
I did it from, like 8 to...
Last week.
I competed against them. No, but I did it all through the same ages as the girls, so I think that's why I really relate to the show, because I have those moments. My mom wasn't a crazy dance mom. She wouldn't have lasted on the show. She's too sweet, but...
They would have kicked her off. They would be like, bye.
Yeah, the producer would be like, this isn't, you're too nice. This isn't good TV. No, so I did go for dance competitions, and they also had a singing competition realm as well that they don't obviously talk about on the show, so I did that, and you know, you'll appreciate this. The Nationals, when I went, were in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey.
Fellow Texans in the house.
Wow. Texas.
So it's cool because obviously the competition has grown so much, that system, and so I have some inner thoughts as far as like when you get into the group dances and mm-hmm. age categories. I have some thoughts as to why maybe Vivi was placed in a certain number. We'll get there.
That's actually a good segue because let's start with before the competition even takes off, the horrible horribles show up. She's even crazier than ever.
We just need a bunch of sound effects.
She shows up and like comes in and throw like even more aggressive than usual.
She needs to
turn it down a notch.
And Abby,
a couple notches.
She's at an 11. Abby's already going through a really hard time, like leaving maybe forever her studio, facing maybe jail time and the lack of her. It's like, I get it, they're rivals, but she's really kicking her when she's down. Like, she came in, guns a-blazing, mm-hmm. said Kalani's the whole team. What do you guys think about that?
You know, one of the moms pointed it out at the end and left, you know, the team because of that, saying that it's wrong to cut down a child. And it is.
It is.
Especially as the leader of the dance studio, mm-hmm. that's the example you're going to set for these girls.
Yeah.
You know, I think Abby at the end called them sore losers, and I think that's exactly mm-hmm. hits the nail on the head. I think Kathy is an extremely sore loser and Amen. Immature, and just that's how I feel about her.
Yeah, she should just audition people who are like sore losers in the future. Then no one would leave the team. Then everyone would side with Kathy 24/7.
Yeah,
but
well, they still do.
Love
I
Ava's
mean,
mom in this episode.
Which ones?
Ava's mom
at the end.
I loved that. I was like, yes.
I was like, thank God.
You preach.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Kathy. Well, we don't want you anyway. It's like, because you do. She's your...
It's like she's like a star on your team.
Yeah.
So shut up. You do want her on
Kathy
the team.
Kathy is a sore loser.
Yeah, and had they won, it would have been a completely different story. You know, she would have been singing a different tune. So
she would have been going in and bragging to Abby.
Yeah, of course.
And also, Kathy was, like, bragging about how great her number was.
Sorry, for those of you, yeah.
Kathy was bragging so much about, like, how great, like, her number was and everything. And then, like, when they lost, they were, like, saying, well, at least you guys, like, send the message and they, like, performed it well and stuff. And she was like, yeah, but that's not really what it matters and stuff. Did you get that? And I just didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so the moms were supporting. The moms were saying they got the message across that they danced beautiful.
Beautiful and everything. And then mm-hmm. Kathy was like, well, I mean, like, it got fourth place and stuff. And I was like, well, I thought you wanted your dance to have a message and a meaning and to, like, send it out. But then she was, like, saying that, oh, because they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Then it didn't send out the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and so. That's actually what I even wrote down from the beginning when they announced the two different, you know, ALDC and Candy Apples, the mm-hmm. two group dance subject matters. Mm-hmm. And while I think it's great that they're bringing awareness mm-hmm. to these, you know, issues going on in our mm-hmm. world right now, to me, I think that it's gotten to where, at least for Candy Apples, it seems like Kathy's just using it as an excuse to see who can be more, you know, they call it gruesome in the show. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's not about the actual message. It was just about, like, who can outdo each other on a more sensitive subject matter.
That's what I feel like the competitions on this show have become about, because as we were listening to all the awards being given out, I think you were pointing out, like, how everything was, like, some issue going on in the world. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, this, and this, really?
Although I do like that they're using their platform to, mm-hmm. you know, spread awareness of all of these things, but I do get, like, they're kind of just doing this to see who has, like, the most gruesome idea and the most better idea.
It's like almost like Abby has a history of doing these powerful mm-hmm. issue-based dances that actually relate to the age that the girls are and sort of do something beyond just being dark. And I think that Kathy's trying to copy that. And that's why she has no sentimentality for not winning. Mm-hmm. Some people would say, like, for instance, with the Suicide Hotline, like, well, we didn't win, but we exposed this to the TV viewers and the audience, this huge issue that people don't know about. Kathy doesn't care. So that's where we can call it.
Kathy,
like,
just cares.
Kathy, you're just trying to out-dark Abby.
Yeah. Kathy is just bitter.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like for Abby, the dance, the main group dance was titled Finding Hope, correct? Or is there...
No,
it was like a question.
It's like, is there any hope left?
Something about hope. And to me, I think that she has every right for what she's going through right now. It makes sense that's kind of the theme, you know?
Right.
And obviously the whole company is going through it, as well mm-hmm. as Abby. And so then they can pull from that, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're channeling these different characters to kind of give off a story, but then there's also inner meaning. So I think they have every right to do it, but I don't think it's the same intention as why Kathy's doing it.
Exactly. Agreed, 100%.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Go ahead.
I also think that Abby's choreography shows the story better than Kathy's.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because when I was watching the Candy Apples dance routine, I was like, wait, how does this tell a story?
It told a story as much as Blushing Brides did. I mean, like, that was Abby's non-story one.
That was a weird one. Really? I
kind of have a different opinion on it.
What do you think?
I actually like the way, like, I don't like the Candy Apples. I don't like Kathy.
Oh, you love them, Karina.
I don't like Candy Apples, but I do.
Number one Candy Apples fan over here.
I do kind of like the way that she portrayed it, but it's just human trafficking is completely different as to abduction. The title of the dance, which was Abduction, made sense, but the way that she was explaining of human trafficking, that is a completely
different issue.
It's kind of like when I was watching the Candy Apples perform, it felt more like a kidnapping abduction type of thing.
Absolutely.
Not human trafficking, which is so different.
I didn't even think about that. So that really is
Logical and smart, Karina.
So
it has no place in the Candy Apples world. Yes.
So I guess the way that they danced and they performed it and they showcased it, like, it made sense. But when I was thinking about it,
it make sense.
Yeah, that made sense. So I guess that was just my little rant.
No, but you are correct. And actually, I guess as a judge or as a viewer, abducted. And you see a dance about abduction.
Mm-hmm.
That's less of an eye roll as us. That's like, human trafficking is the biggest problem in Pittsburgh. Like, come on, Kathy. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, Kathy, you are trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, I feel like that's why I didn't really like slash appreciate dance that much, because it didn't represent mm-hmm. the human trafficking.
Yeah, because I feel like she started it off saying, oh, it's human trafficking, that's what I'm focusing on. So that's what we all had in mind, like, oh, okay, it's going to be about human trafficking.
Right.
But then when the performance actually came along, it just, like, it did not represent that.
But you are right. It was about abduction. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem... I think they were fine. I think it's, like, on the other... The Abby Lee Dance Company team... choreography and talent, it's on a different level. It's like what we said last time. It's like the candy apples, like, they're not anywhere close to you. You don't need to worry about them.
And I just have to voice this. Why was Vivi added to the dance?
Well, tell us why. You know,
I think I might have, I don't, first, don't quote me on this. I don't, that's like her 5 second.
Five seconds. Vivi's gonna come on and get abducted real quick.
And she's just so not into it at all. Every time they show her, it's just like blank face. Like, what is my mom doing?
Yeah, she's like,
But what I think, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but I know that in several competition series, they will, like, they'll take the average of the group ages. So say you've got, like, 16, 12, 10. The more younger kids you have in it, it's going to bring the age group down.
Okay.
So that might not have been the case in this. I don't know, so I'm not sure. But for me, that's why I was like, oh, clever. I know what you're doing. Like, you're trying to, like, let's throw Vivi in just long enough so she's in the dance. Don't give her any dance moves, and then, you know, that might appease the score a little bit. I don't know. That might not be the case, but those were the thoughts running through my head. So.
Maybe.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that the Candy Apple dance was fine, but that the ALDC dance was incredible, and I will admit I was eye-roll at her. They did it, and it was convulsing, and you're a drug addict, and it seemed like she pulled that out at the last minute when she realized she already did the cancer dance. But I will eat my words or my eye roll and say, man, that was so good. Like, it was so good.
The end, I mean, Kalani's acting is gives me all the emotions all the time. And then, plus, it was like Kalani's acting plus Kira's face at the end on camera.
Watching her just like...
It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was good.
And I gotta give a shout out to Cameron. Did this like, you know, she was a hooker and she did like a look and it was great.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, Cameron with the acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were all great.
It was amazing.
Chelsea M said, I think I ignored the stories so I missed the human trap.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the plot of Kathy's dance, was human trafficking, which
she's
I think she claimed was the number 3 crime in Pittsburgh or something.
I
was like,
I could,
but she didn't have the facts to back it up. She was like, one is ISIS, two, I don't know, and then 3 is probably,
it made her credibility go down.
I don't know. We'll do some research, but I don't think Kathy thinks a lot before she speaks about such things.
Wait, you don't think she thinks?
Ever.
I don't think that's a secret.
Before anything. Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about the solos now. Bryn, lyrical, and it was called Winner Takes All. What did you guys think of Bryn's dance?
I thought Bryn could do so much better at a nationals performance. Not that she didn't do really good, because she did do really good, and the dance was beautiful, but I just think her difficulty needed to be upped a little more to compete with Kalani, and especially nationals.
Agree. I thought it was really pretty, really flawless, sweet, but like not a very complicated challenge.
No, it wasn't complicated.
Because there was
she did
much
nice.
If she was under 13, she would have won. But
yeah, it was nice. I mean, she was a beautiful dancer. I thought it was nice, but it wasn't like a compelling dance to watch.
Yeah, it was very angelic. I thought she looked gorgeous in that. I'm all about the outfits and the bedazzle and the rhinestone.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous. But I kind of almost felt like her and Ellie had the same kind of level of difficulty.
You know, I did feel like that.
Obviously, Bryn carries it with the level of grace and maturity that Ellie doesn't yet have. But, you know, it's so hard because I was saying earlier, poor Bryn, like, she is 13 and she's entering at, you know, in a 13 and up category. So I felt like the odds were kind of against her because how is she supposed to go up against
Kalani won the overall at her age and up with all the teens or the seniors or whatever it was. I mean, it can happen. I don't think that Bryn's not capable of doing it. I do think it was the dance. I thought it was a nice dance. It was sweet and simple. Well, like, it was,
she still got third, like, props to her.
She still ended up placing, like, pretty good, you know, even if she was barely 13 and barely entering that category. So she did really good.
And Abby made a point, I guess she wanted to challenge her in other ways, in terms of just, like, the ballet or the lyrical dancing, because she said, I know gymnastics and tumbling is your strength, and there's none of that in this. And it's like, well, that's like giving Lily a dance with no moves. Like, mm-hmm. why not? It was, nice, but why would you not play to her strengths at... And whatever, I guess everyone seemed... She still did amazing. There was nothing... It was great, but it again, different level, I felt, than what Kalani came out with.
Yeah.
And speaking of Kalani...
So now Kalani solo.
I'm never worried when I watch Kalani anymore. It's like, just like, okay, I'm ready to watch... One of the most beautiful dances I've ever seen in my life.
She's gotten a new va-va-voom, dare I say? There's something. Yes. She's matured. She's sexy. I hate to say she's sexy, you know, sexual as a teenage girl, but she's become an adult. I mean, that's the other reason why with the moving on. Putting her against Bryn and even in the same team as a Lily and Ellie, it's almost silly. Like, Kalani is a woman. She looks like a professional woman.
Yeah, I feel like you could put Kalani on a team of, you know, professional out here in LA of girls, women 20 years and up.
And she is really only 16, so I get it, but she does seem, and she carries herself and has she seems to have matured also into that, like, facially also she's got possession of her. She seems like she's unified with herself in the past. She's always been a great dancer, but there's an extra something going on lately.
I feel like give it 3 years and she'll be a pro and Dancing with the Stars.
Or something. I mean, I liked Kira talking about her dance too, saying this is her. She can be an actress or a dancer or a, like, the world is kind of at her fingertips right now, and she's figuring out what she wants out of it, which is great.
It's great because I still think she comes across as so humble and sweet, and so I'm so happy to see that, you know, all of the success isn't getting to her.
And down to earth. I do have to remember she is 16. It's funny because she's 16, and she appears like a, you know, I guess that's, she's a performer and that's how that you. But when she's like off stage, like, "Hi Chloe, I miss you," I'm like, "Oh, she's 16. She's not." An adult, but she definitely has moved on to a place where she performs at a more sophisticated level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, should we get right on to the meat and potatoes of this episode and talk Chloe?
A sigh came over the room.
I was crying. I cried. I said, like, I'm not actually ashamed.
No need to be ashamed. This is a safe space, Becca. This is a safe space.
Chloe and Maddie, their competition against each other was, like, the core of the show and why I got into the show. And, I don't know, I've just always been Team Chloe.
Did it feel like coming home?
Yeah. I love Chloe.
I wish she was in the episode more. I kind of thought that was kind of be a little bit more in the towards the beginning, but they saved that all the way at the end. But now I'm like, okay, now I can't wait until the second part of the season to see, like, is she gonna come back and, like, compete with the girls or not? It was an unanswered question that I was dying for it to be answered, and it didn't. So I was upset, but I hope. But I was happy she came out.
I want to know what Abby thinks, because obviously they played it safe and like she wasn't going to come in when Abby was there, but I kind of wish she had, because I wanted to know if Abby was going to embrace her and, you know, let bygones be bygones, or if it was going to be very much
awkward. Mm-hmm. Well, don't come back.
On that, I was surprised, and when she's talking to Christy before, you know, when she's sort of planting the seeds of missing competition, and she says she had a dream about Paige and...
Paige and Brooke.
Paige and Brooke.
Which someone on the chat was like, Brooke looks like Brooke Hyland.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I think you look a little bit like Kendall. Tiny
bit. Yeah.
It's an honor.
Well, the dark hair and pretty eyes.
I would love to be either of their big sisters. I don't have a little sister.
My question is, why can't Chloe hang out with Brooke and what's her name? Why do I keep forgetting Brooke's sister? Brooke and Paige. Like, they're moms. Well, she's like, she made it seem like they haven't seen each other in 3 years. It's been so weird. Like, but aren't their moms friends, and didn't they leave at the same time? Why can't she hang out with Brooke and Paige?
Maybe she missed them in the group. Thing. Too.
Yeah, but they're not, none of them are on the show anymore. So it's like, you're allowed to talk to them off. They both left. So it just seemed sad to me. I understand the team that's still there, but it's like, well, she could keep in touch with Brooke and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I like Chloe. I don't have the... I like her a lot. Even when she was on all the time, she wasn't super my favorite. I agreed with her mom. Like, she has taken abuse. Like, when I started watching the show, it was like, wow, she's not as good as that. She's not... It's like, Abby was not nice to her. So I sort of get...
She wasn't nice.
She wasn't. Like, Abby, I think, has matured and grown, too. She isn't horrible to them the way she was to those children. And I think it was because of the history she had with her mom. I think that really spilled into her treatment of Chloe, which isn't fair, but it happened. So I don't really... It's a bummer. Like, it seems you can tell when Christy was like, that was a dark time. Like, you don't want to drag your kid back into that.
But yeah, I feel like also now Chloe is more mature too, so now she wants to come back and, like, you know, she misses dance.
She misses
and everything.
Competition.
Yeah, so but I feel like maybe it's a good time.
My thoughts on that is there's a bajillion competition dance teams in this, you know, in this world. Yeah. Like, why, if it was about dancing, she could have gone and danced anywhere. To me, I feel like I question, is it like a I want to be back on the show and I want to be famous kind of,
right?
You know.
Which, well, we're moving into prediction territory, so let's get this dance party show on the road with some predictions. And we'll do some quickie predictions, and then we'll have to sign off until part two. So, okay, where you were, because I'm sorry to interrupt. So, prediction about Chloe and her future with the team and Abby. Go, girls. What do you start? We'll start with you and come back to me.
I mean, I gotta say, if they're gonna put her in the teaser of the last finale, knowing TV, I feel like then it's obvious that they wouldn't put her on one episode to take her away. I don't think. I think it's really bold that she came in, you know. But, you know, for like the real OG sake, I do kind of hope that she comes back just because it'd be nice to have more of the original team. And she is still a kid. It's like, I totally believe in second chances.
Okay.
And I'd love to see her back.
All right.
Yeah.
Karina?
I was saying, like, she is mature already. Like, she's a bit more mature than how she was when she left. So I think, I don't know, I want her to be able to have the opportunity to compete again.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope Abby, like, depending on what happens on Friday and the hearing and everything, I'm hoping that Abby kind of gives her a chance, you know, like, if Chloe really misses it, so.
Wow. Okay, Becca, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, as I've mentioned before, I've seen, like, some behind-the-scenes stuff on, like, Instagram, Twitter stuff of them filming the second half of the season. I haven't seen any Chloe in any of the pictures or anything, but maybe...
Maybe they're just
giving
a rest.
Like, hiding it.
Yeah.
So, I'm crossing my fingers that's happening. I would love for her to come back.
All right. Well, maybe I think that's a very... Maybe they're pumping for, like, a Chloe spinoff. This is how they... Ooh. Maybe there's going to be a Chloe spinoff on Lifetime or something, and she wants to compete, and she does something new in Pittsburgh. Because I don't see her reuniting with Abby, but I also think the show wouldn't put her on for all this. But I don't think that maybe Christy and Abby... I don't see a future for them. I think maybe Chloe might have something else cooking. Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Again, I am Pamela Jill Gross, and you can find me at Pamela Gross Jill. And again, please subscribe to the show. Give us 5 stars. That's our favorite. And let us know all your thoughts and feelings. And don't forget to check out awesome other AfterBuzz shows. My favorite is The Bachelor. I watched it today. I don't know what to say about that, but check it out yourself to see. And Becca, where can everyone find you?
Hi, y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV. Check out Shadowhunters Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and beyond. The season finale is Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time.
All right. Bye, guys. My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
It's hard to remember. I know. I was like, what the heck is mine? It's just my name.
And don't forget to watch Bates Motel because it came back tonight.
Whoa. So know that.
We do have an app.
Yeah, we have an after show, so go check it out.
Right now.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. My name is Brooke, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H. And if you want to hang out with me some more, you can find me on Mondays coming up. This coming Monday, it'll be the premiere of Taken.
Ooh. And then just like tonight's dances.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tuesdays for The Voice.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Until next season.
See you next season.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.